This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a whole bunch of stuff to give away. But first, before we do that, segment two of the Adam Carriker Show here on The Ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, try their delicious burnt end sandwich. Why would you not? Just try it. A brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs. I always get hungry every day talking about this. A half-smoked chicken and much, much more, plus incredible size. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, do we have our fifth caller and our prize winner on the line? Well, how rude. I had the perfect trivia question for you. I'll ask you.
Okay.
Then we'll do this giveaway. Well, it was supposed to be a fairly simple one. You'll probably know this. That's okay. So don't get it wrong. No pressure now.
Oh, yeah.
Which team in the college football playoff currently, if they win every game, has the toughest road to the championship?
I would say Oregon.
Yep. Too easy. All right. So Oregon, and I'll get into this in a second. We're going to give something else away here real quick. If they win and they play the teams that are expected to win the games within their bracket that they would end up playing, it would be the three teams with the highest percentage chance of winning the national championship per Vegas outside of Oregon. It would be Ohio State, it'd be Texas, and it'd be Georgia. That's their road to the championship. We'll talk about more about that in a second. The Beatrice Bakery Holiday Giveaway. This holiday season, we are partnering with Beatrice Bakery for some holiday cake giving. Oh my God, barbecue, cake. Good Lord, I'm hungry. Tune in to your favorite 93.7 The Ticket shows all holiday season and nominate people or organizations that you believe are in need of some delicious cakes, courtesy of Beatrice Bakery, from Grandma's Fruitcake, Chocolate Rum, Strawberry Daiquiri, and much, much more. Beatrice Bakery and 93.7 The Ticket want to gift the world of yum to the most deserving people in Lincoln. Head to Beatrice Bakery to view their selection and get some cakes for your holidays and get them together. All right, send us a text with the person. Here's how you do it. Send us a text with the person you are nominating and a few sentences saying why to our Sartor Hayman text line. I don't have to ask Jake because it's actually right here in front of me for once. 402-464-5685 or an email to info@theticketfm.com. All cakes must be picked up at the Ticket Studios. That address, 1040 Street in downtown Lincoln, within 2 days of winning. All right, ladies and gentlemen, how Adam Carriker would fix the 12-team college football playoff in 2 years. This won't matter because we're going to 14 teams. The first thing I would do is I'd have eight teams. Honestly, I'd get rid of the 12 and I'd have eight. SMU shouldn't be in. Alabama shouldn't be in. And that's all I got to say about that. But that's not the world we live in. I might go to 10 because I do like the G5 team, the highest rated G5 team getting in. So I might take the top 10 teams. So maybe the top six get a bye, the bottom four play, and then you got your eight after that. I don't know. I didn't dive into it too much. Here's how I'd fix the 12-team playoff. It's rocket science. Let's start off with this. The top five highest rated conference champs still get in. But one thing I would change, the top four do not automatically get a top four seed. What you do get, and I'll get into the seeding just a little bit more, okay? What you do get is, regardless of where you're seated, if you're ever playing another team that didn't win a conference championship, I don't care if it's the 12, like Clemson right now, they're the 12 seed ACC champs playing the number five Texas, okay? The conference champ gets home field. You're not guaranteed to be a top four seed, so you're not guaranteed to get a bye, but you got to reward conference champs somehow. Yes, the SEC and Big Ten are better than the ACC and Big 12. It's not even close, okay? But Arizona State should not have a bye. Love Boise. Should not have a bye. I advocate for G5 teams all the time, but Clemson should have home field over Texas. If Arizona State were the 8 seed, let's say playing, I'm just going to pick a team. Let's say Indiana was the 9 seed. If this is seeded differently, Arizona State should have the bye. Well, let's say Arizona State was 9, Indiana was 8. I don't care who's higher seeded. The conference playoff champ should have the bye, unless you're playing a higher rated conference champ. Does that make sense, Jake?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Top 5 highest rated conference champs still get in. The top 4 highest rated conference champs are automatic top 8 seed. Not top 4. You're not guaranteed a bye. What I am guaranteeing you is that you're going to get a first-round home playoff game. Also, Adam, why don't you just let them seed it out appropriately? Because then you're leaving it way too much up to human judgment. At a certain point, you got to draw a hard line. Let's say, so this year, how it would have worked out, I'll just tell you. The 7 and 8 seed would have been, 7 would have been Boise, 8 would have been Arizona State. Well, there's only six Big Ten and SEC teams in front of them. That's not enough. Like, the other 1 through 6 are all Big Ten, SEC. I guess Notre Dame. Whatever. I get so annoyed that they don't get have to be in a conference. But to me, that at a certain point, you got to draw a hard line and take human judgment out of it. So I would say the top four get an automatic top 8 seed. Okay? Now, the top 2 conference champs get the 1 and 2 seed, which 19 times out of 20, 95% of the time is going to be the Big Ten and SEC champ. So I have no problem with the Big Ten SEC champ. I didn't say Big Ten. I say the top 2 get the automatic top 2 seed, which is going to be a bye. I'm just saying most of the time it's going to be Big Ten SEC champ. I don't mind that at all because they are the 2 toughest conferences. Those conference champs, I think, should be rewarded a little bit more. The ACC Big 12 champ, top-rated G5 team, okay, are probably going to be in the top 8. And that floater 5th conference champ, wherever you're at, if you're playing a non-conference champ, you get home field advantage. So top 5 conference champs get in. Top 4 have to be seed in the top 8. The top 2 highest rated conference champ get the top 2 seeds. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, I'm following along.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Oh, after the first round, we're going to do this crazy thing where we reseed. So like, if the 12 seed beats the 5 seed, they don't all of a sudden, you know, get to take the 5 seed spot in the bracket. So their path would not be as simple. Like, let me look at this right now. If Clemson beats Texas, they're going to play Arizona State. While if Ohio State beats Tennessee, they're going to play Oregon. Why not? Clemson's the lowest seed right now. They're the 12 seed. If they beat Texas, they automatically are the lowest seed in the second round. There's no bracket. So then they would play Oregon, and Ohio State would probably, it depends on who wins all these games, you know, but they could end up playing a team like Notre Dame or something like that. Does that kind of make sense, though? We're going to reseed, just like the NFL.
Yeah, I like that. You know, you think that would make that very incredibly difficult for the 12 seed to make a run, but that should be. I mean, they're the 12 seed.
Your reward for being the 12 seed is you get the most difficult path to the championship. If you're Oregon, instead of having the most difficult path to the championship, I literally just pounded the table on Oregon's behalf. Like, it's not ASA 7, ASA 8, it's ASA 9, that they could have the most difficult chance to the path to the college football playoff, and they are the only undefeated team in America. They're the only conference champ that has less than 2 losses outside of Army, which is not in this. We discussed that earlier. Sorry, AAC.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
They had a great season. Could have played better against Notre Dame. Helped their cause. The last thing. So the first round of the playoffs. 5 through 12. 5 plays 12, 6, 11, 7, 10, 8, 9. Those are at college sites. Home games. College campuses. The second round, I get it. It's New Year's Day. You got the Rose Bowl. You got the Sugar Bowl. Fine. Neutral sites. Totally cool. I get it. At a certain point, college fans are going to get sick of traveling. Like, if you're Georgia, SEC title game, then you got to go to the Sugar Bowl. Then I think the next round they could play in is the Peach Bowl. Like, and then the national championship. Like, all this traveling. Like, good Lord. So, the first round is college campuses. Second round, fine. Keep them New Year's Day bowl games. Cool. That third round, though, should not be more New Year's Six bowl games. It should be back on college campuses. So now if I'm Oregon, I will never host a college football playoff game this year. Because no matter what I do, I'm playing at neutral sites. Their first game is going to be at the Rose Bowl. Then if they win, it's another New Year's Six bowl game, then a neutral site national championship game. As the number one seed, I've got the hardest path, no home playoff games. So now Oregon is in the Rose Bowl no matter what, no matter who they play. Let's say they win, that next round is back in Eugene, and they're hosting that third round. And then if they get to the national title, that's another neutral site game, much like the Super Bowl and the normal national championship is. So, number one, go through this quickly, then I'll tell you how it would unfold. All 5 conference champs get in. That's number one. Number two, the top 4 highest-rated conference champs have to be seated in the top 8 somewhere. I don't care where that is. Okay, and the top 2 highest-rated conference champs, probably the Big Ten and SEC, get automatically the 1 and 2 seeds. So they're going to get byes. All right, we're going to reseed after each round based on who wins and who loses so that the highest seed has the easiest path to the championship, the lowest seed, and the next round has the most difficult, the way it should be. And the third round after the New Year's Six bowl games, that following round, the final two games, the final four teams will be back on college campuses, like the AFC Championship game, the NFC Championship game. So here's how it would have looked this year. The top four seeds, the Big Ten champ, number one, Oregon. Number two, the SEC champ, Georgia. Number three is Texas, not Arizona State, not Boise, not Clemson. Number four is Penn State. Those four teams, based off the rankings as they are, because the other thing you do is you bump really good teams down the seeding. So when you move Arizona State and you move Boise up ahead of Ohio State, you bump them down the seeding, which is another reason that Oregon has such a tough path. All right, so these are the four teams, Jake. What do you think of this? Oregon, Georgia, Texas, Penn State, sorry, get the top four seeds. What are your thoughts on those with the first round, buys going to those teams?
That sounds a lot more organized than this year's playoff.
All right, number five is Notre Dame, six Ohio State. So the next two highest-rated conference champs have not been named yet, so they have to be in the top eight. So the seventh seed is Boise, eight is Arizona State. Then you got Tennessee, Indiana, SMU, Clemson. So the first round would look like this. Notre Dame playing Clemson, but because Notre Dame joined a freaking conference, Notre Dame is not a conference champ. Clemson is. They're playing in South Carolina at Clemson. I'm going to stick it to Notre Dame one way or the other.
Right. You're going to have a hard time getting Notre Dame's AD to sign this.
I don't give a crap. All right, I'm in control. I'm the college football commissioner. All right, join a conference. All right, Ohio State, the sixth seed, is going to host SMU. I will admit, Bama versus versus Penn State, the way it is now, or Bama versus Ohio State's a better matchup, but Bama should still not be in. Boise State, the seventh seed, hosts Indiana. That could be a fun matchup. And Arizona State, the eighth seed, hosts Tennessee. What do you think of those first round matchups, Jake?
I like it. Like I said, it seems a lot more fair, which I know is what you're going for.
That is what I'm trying to go for. So I have, and who knows who wins these games, but I'm going to go with Notre Dame over Clemson, Ohio State over SMU, Indiana over Boise, Arizona State upsetting Tennessee, because Tennessee really struggles on offense. This game will never be played, so I don't know if I'm right or wrong. All right, so here we go. So the next round, Oregon's going to play the lowest remaining seed. Georgia's the second lowest remaining seed. Texas plays the second highest seed. Penn State, because they're the fourth seed, plays the highest remaining seed. So the next round, New Year's Day, Oregon versus Indiana, because I have Indiana beating Boise. Georgia versus Arizona State, SEC champ, Big 12 champ. Texas versus Ohio State. Ooh, that'd be fun. Penn State versus Notre Dame. Man, those matchups are fun. All right. What are your thoughts so far, Jake? And if you don't like some, tell me, dude.
No, I like it. Again, I do have a grievance with this year's playoff. I think that the path for Oregon is ridiculous, and this is clearing some stuff up.
All right, man. And it all depends on who wins. But I project Oregon to beat Indiana, Georgia to beat Arizona State. I have Ohio State upsetting Texas and Notre Dame beating Penn State. I've given them so much crap for beating Northern Illinois, and I got them into the Final Four here. I just don't believe in Penn State's offense. All right. I know they scored a ton versus Oregon, but that's like the only time they've done it in 2 years. All right. So your Final Four matchups, it is Ohio State in Eugene at Oregon, out of college campus. Oregon gets to play a home game as the number one seed in this scenario. What a concept. Notre Dame at Georgia. How fun would that be? Are you kidding me? All right. I have Ohio State, just like I did the other day, beating Oregon. Again, I think Oregon's the best team, the most well-rounded team. I just don't think anybody's going to be undefeated. They're going to – I just think the ball bounce is funny. Anybody can beat anybody. I think Ohio State's the most motivated team. They showed what they could do 2 years ago when they lost to Michigan, almost beat Georgia, really should have. They would have curb stomped TCU for the national title. And I'd be happy if Oregon wins this too. But I got Ohio State upsetting Oregon, Georgia beating Notre Dame, Ohio State, Georgia in the national championship. And I actually have Ohio State winning. I think Georgia's way too unpredictable, and their backup quarterback played well, but I do think that's a difference maker. All right, any final thoughts before we head to break?
No. Like I was just saying, it's just that sounds fair. They need to do something, and I bet they will. This is like when they were tweaking the BCS every year.
Is there anything in there that you're, as I was explaining it, I tried to go quickly because we're behind. I want to get to our guest after this break. Is there anything you were like, I didn't like that, I would change that? Like the top four conference champs have to be a top eight seed, or the top two conference champs have to be a top two seed. Do you like, because some people just want a seed based on ranking, and then I think you leave it way too much up to people's opinions. I tried to mix people's opinions with some hard lines, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I love the fact the conference champions still get, you're still playing for that. You're still getting a benefit from that. Like I said, I think the only problem is Notre Dame might not like how much favor you put in the conference champions, but yeah.
So if I'm Notre Dame, they got the perfect world right now. You know why? They get a bye week every conference championship weekend right now. They're never going to get a bye week in the playoff, but who cares? It's easier to get in the playoff if you don't play in a conference championship game. You got one less tough game, so you're probably going to get a home game. That, like, they have built in a bye, and they built in almost a certain home game every year by not having to play in a conference championship game. Not that extra tough game, extra potential tough loss. It's brilliant, and I hate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.